Welcome to Atlanta Business Radio. I am Lee Cantor, and today we are having a ProWin special. I am joined with some of the wonderful members of ProWin, and they're here to talk about ProWin and their businesses. And first up, we got Catherine Cattles. Catherine?
Yes, hello. Catherine Cattles. I'm with First Citizens Bank.
And then you are the representative of ProWin today. Can you talk about a little bit about what you do with them or what you've done with them and
sure.
what ProWin is for the listeners who do not know?
Thank you. ProWin is a women's business organization, a networking group, and I am the immediate past president. And it's a fantastic group of women, professionals, business owners, entrepreneurs here in the Atlanta area. And we have been around for, I believe, 10 years now.
Is it local only Atlanta, or is it all over the country?
It's locally in Atlanta, local mainly in Buckhead, but we do have events throughout the metro area and members throughout the metro area.
And, you know, there's a million networking groups out there. How did you pick ProWin, and why did you decide to get so involved in it?
I think that's the key when you're choosing a networking group is to visit a few and see which one works for you and where you feel like you can benefit the most. And for me, ProWin was immediately a great group because it was a group of women, and not to be non-PC, but women network differently than men do. And this is an organization where it's very welcoming, very open. Women understand that they want to get business and want to create a business, and they're very open to sharing what they've learned. So I found it a very great group to work with, great group of women.
Can you share what it's like at a ProWin meeting for someone who's never been?
It's a party.
It's a party.
It's a party. It's a party with a purpose. We have fantastic programs, wonderful speakers. So all of our lunches, we have six lunches now a year, and all of our lunches have a topic that is relevant to business owners. And we have a group of women. We average between 60 and I think 80 people who come to each luncheon. We have a networking, a pre-function where people can sort of introduce themselves. During the program itself, we have a question that every person who sits at your table, and usually it's a table of 8 to 10, answers the same question. And that's one of the things that I think is unique to ProWin, because when you're sitting across from someone, you have your different industries, different backgrounds, different ages, and you answer questions and you find that you have something that is a connection to that person. And so it's a way to remember that person in a differently and separate from what they do for a living.
Right. Now, you're in banking, right?
I am.
In banking. Have you gotten business from ProWin?
Yes. The short answer is yes. And I've gotten it in a couple of different ways. I've found people who've come to the events and who are members that are clients, but also I've found people that I can market with, people that I can partner with, people who we share prospects and clients with. So it's a number of different ways to get business. It's not necessarily an end client, but there are a number of channels.
And it's relationship building. It's good for relationship
absolutely,
building.
Absolutely. And again, I think in this day and age, people want to know who they're doing business with, and that's really critical. And ProWin is a big factor in that. We get to know the people that we are networking with, that we're meeting with, that we're eating with, and we feel more confident when we are sharing our contacts with them, because we feel like we know them. We know they're going to do a great job for our clients.
Is it a meeting that you kind of look forward to, or is it one of those meetings you're like, oh, I got to go to another one?
Oh, no, absolutely. Like I said, when I said it's a party, it really is. You're seeing people possibly 6 to 8 times a year, and a lot of things happen in between those meetings. So you can catch up. You can see people that you haven't seen for a couple of months. And it's a kind of meeting that I enjoy going to.
Is there any speaker you've thought was memorable that you were happy to be there? Can you remember anything from a speaker standpoint? Any education you got there through the group that was meaningful for you in your career?
Well, I know that we've had quite a number of people who've spoken that I think have helped us a great deal. We have recently had someone, Wendy Kenny, who does networking. I think she had a great exercise that sort of got us all off of our feet. When you're sitting around after lunch, sometimes you can sort of doze off a little bit, and she engaged the audience. But we've had everything from professors from Emory talking to us about economics, the world impact and how it impacts us locally, to networking, how to be more professional in your business, to are you in the right kind of business, understanding what, how to find your passion, and, you know, translate that into something that you do for a living. So we've had quite a few.
Now, so ProWin has certain kind of values, I guess you can say. Is it congruent with the values of your company? Or you, is it something that kind of, you know, the same kind of thinking plays nicely with where you work?
Well, I think I've always felt that it's important to know what your values are, and either create a job or find a place to work that isn't aligned with your, what you believe. And ProWin does that for me as well. Because I think, you know, the trust, the relationship, the respect that I hope to share with other people, and I expect to get in return, I find in ProWin.
And in the banking industry, are there a lot of kind of women-only networking opportunities for you, or is this kind of...
You know, this is a unique organization because of its character, really. There are obviously a lot of women business networking groups, and some of them are more networking, not in the best way, in my opinion. And this one is a nice one because you build a relationship, you build a friendship. It's not simply passing out business cards.
Right. So that takes it to a kind of a deeper level. There's more intimacy in this than you
Absolutely.
Feel closer to the members.
Well, it's a true relationship. It's not the it's not a marketing relationship. It's a true relationship.
Right. So you're kind of looking out for each other's best interest, and you're kind of looking out for opportunities for the other person.
And if you want to be in business long term, regardless of what business you're in, if that's your goal, then you want to surround yourself with people who have integrity, and they're in their business for the long term. They understand what that means.
Well, that's great. So I'm excited to get to know the other people around the room. We have Linda Collette. Do you want to kind of talk a little bit about what you do and then how you benefit from ProWin?
Absolutely. My name is Linda Collette, and I am the owner of the Collette Law Firm. I'm located in East Cobb area, however, work with clients throughout the metro Atlanta area. And I focus on business transaction law, which means that I don't litigate. I don't go for the win-lose scenario. I go for the win-win with my clients and with their business partners. And I work with them on anything from forming a business, selecting the correct business entity for them, a limited liability company or a corporation or whatever would be appropriate. And then helping them with their business deals, drafting contracts, with all from the perspective of how to avoid litigation, how to get into good business deals, how to draft contracts that are going to avoid problems down the road, very much from a preventative approach, as well as an education approach. As we all know, anybody who's in business, there's risks with being in business. And as a business owner, the risk that's the most dangerous is the one that you don't know about.
Right.
And so this way, I work with my clients to help them understand what the risks are, and they may choose to take a risk, but they're taking it from an informed perspective.
Did you always work with businesses in your career?
As an attorney, yes, I have always worked with small business owners. I've also done some estate planning. I am actually a second career attorney. I graduated from law school in 2005 at the age of 45.
Wow.
It's a whole new world. And prior to that, I was in corporate America, primarily in commercial insurance, risk management, claims administration.
So how is this different?
This is very different, first of all, moving from the corporate world to actually having my own business, which was part of why I didn't really know exactly where going to law school was going to take me.
Right.
And
it just seemed like a good idea.
Kind of a risky thing to do at the age 42. And at the same time, there was this sense of it was a challenge. It was something, quite honestly, that I was afraid of. I wasn't sure if I could do it. And I really wanted to step up and challenge myself. because I was in this stage of life of feeling like there was more that I had to offer, and I needed to step out and move in that direction.
So next you're going to be a doctor? The next, maybe in 5 or 6 years?
If I only liked science, you know? Yeah, no, that's not it. However, I do see there are some other things coming. My life is still evolving and unfolding.
So now when you were working for a big company, networking was a little differently for you, I'm sure, than when you have your own firm.
Absolutely.
So how has ProWin kind of impacted that?
Well, ProWin has been a very positive organization and network in my life for many different reasons. And the thing that jumps out the most for me, especially being a sole practitioner, I have my own practice and it's just me. And so the opportunity to get out and be connected with an organization, I'm on the board, I'm the vice president of new member acquisition. And that was very natural for me because before I even got on the board, I was always inviting people to come and bringing a lot of new people.
So they
figured,
why not let you do that too?
I said, I want to do that. And so it's having that opportunity to be a part of something bigger, not just my own thing, and to work with people in a collaborative way.
Now, did you, since you went from a big company to your kind of an eat what you kill world, that's a little different than what you were doing before. Did you think like, okay, as part of my business plan, I'm about to graduate, I'm about to do this for real, I better join some networking groups? Did you check out a bunch of them, or did you just how'd you become even aware of ProWin?
I did check out quite a few. When I first came out of law school, I worked with a small firm, and it was an entrepreneurial oriented small firm because I wanted to move in the direction of, I knew in my future I would have my own business, and I wanted to start moving in that direction, which means, eat what you kill.
Right.
So I had met someone who introduced me to ProWin. She was is also a past president, as is Catherine, and I had checked out several other organizations, and there really for me was something incredibly unique about ProWin, which is the energy as soon as you walk in the room. There is a friendliness, there is an approachability, there is an attitude of not what, as you're looking at the person and talking with them, I don't get the sense of they're just talking to me to find out what I can do for them.
Right.
That they really want to find out about me, and I know that I go into it from that perspective. And actually, the very first luncheon that I attended was a speaker who spoke on this concept of net weaving. And to me, that just set the tone for it absolutely described perfectly ProWin, because it's about not just handing out your business card and saying, okay, what business can you send me?
Right.
But it's who can I connect you with that's going to be beneficial to your business?
So you kind of lead with serving others rather than serving yourself.
And it's not just me. I think the whole room is that way. That's what I get from the whole organization.
So at the end of a ProWin meeting, are you like kind of exhausted with all those relationship, or you're fired up?
I'm very energized.
You're like, wow, man, I got a lot to do now.
Yes. And it extends beyond our 6 luncheons a year, because it's also opportunities. We have meet for coffee afterwards, set up additional one-on-one meetings.
Right.
And I have built a real referral network. I've met a lot of attorneys as well as other business professionals. And I find the people who support me in my business that I've hired to help me. I have also had people hire me.
Right.
And I have a network of people that I feel very comfortable referring people to.
And it's very collaborative, it seems, that there's a lot of people that are kind of looking out for everybody's best interest.
That's been my experience, and that's what keeps me coming back.
That's good. And then, so your law firm is primarily small businesses, or what size typically is it?
It is. It's small businesses. And
like the solopreneur, or is it?
Some. Everywhere, anything from a solo entrepreneur to, 5, 10 million in revenue.
Right.
I've got a wide variety. And right now I have several clients that are true entrepreneurs, and they are out there investing in other businesses and starting multiple businesses. And it's very exciting to be a part of their team.
Now, when you're part of a team like that, do you feel as part of the services you provide is the kind of connecting them all? Do you feel like you're a connector?
On some levels, to the extent that they need me to, especially when new businesses, when somebody who is a new business owner comes to me and they're just starting a business, then they need a banking contact and they need an accountant and they need different business professionals. And so I do serve that role, absolutely.
And then ProWin helps you kind of keep your Rolodex filled with good, solid business connections for them?
You got it. It works beautifully.
All right. Let's see. Next up, let's talk to Essie Escobedo with Office Angels. How are you doing, Essie?
Hi. Happy to be here.
So can you share a little bit about Office Angels?
What we do at Office Angels is we provide high-level support services on an as-needed basis. I work with the at-home workforce, as I call it, professional women who have left the full-time workforce but want to continue in their respective fields on a very limited basis. We're filling a very part-time niche for small business owners. Most of our engagements are less than 20 hours a week, we go with the ebb and flow of a small business owner. So there are no contracts to be signed, buying a certain package of hours. We just bill you for the hours that you need. As we go along from month to month, we do a lot of a range of services, mostly in the bookkeeping and accounting realm. We also do a lot of admin and marketing support, and we do lots of special projects.
And like, what's a special project?
Well, for example, we have a client who had an Access database that needed to be upgraded and embellished, and I had a fabulous Access angel who has been working with this client for going on 3 years now.
Wow. So it's not just kind of a one and done. You kind of create relationships where they rely on you for lots of things over time?
Yes. Most of our engagements are ongoing.
Uh-huh. Does it start out typically in one thing, like I have one need, and then from there, it kind of creeps into other areas once they see how awesome you are?
Most definitely. When I establish the rapport and earn the trust of the client, we're looking around for other things that they might need help with. So we might start off with a bookkeeping engagement. And I have several clients who are retaining up to three different angels to oversee different aspects of their business. One may be doing the bookkeeping, the other may be doing the admin, and a third may be putting together their newsletter and helping with the marketing.
Wow, so you cover the gamut.
And now, soup to nuts.
Is this a franchise or is this your own business?
This is my own.
So you created this out of a thought in your head?
Well, I am a serial entrepreneur. I've never had a real job.
You're like me, unemployable, right?
I've been a small business owner my whole life, and I conceived of Office Angels because I never could really find a person who could come as needed, who could hit the ground running, who knew exactly what needed to be done and knew how to do it a heck of a lot better than I did, and that I could afford. So When I started this company, when I saw that there was an incredible pool of talent that was underutilized, and I dubbed it the at-home workforce.
Right.
And it was right about the time when I call it the alignment of the planets. big exodus from corporate America of high-level, experienced professional women who are back at home. At the same time, they're all getting their home office set up because PCs had become very affordable. At the same time that we got high-speed internet, and I said, they want to work, but they need to work on their terms.
Right, they need flexible.
They need flexibility, and they don't really have an effective means of marketing their skills and making a good match with a small business client, and having been one for the prior 25 years, I was mentoring other small business owners, and I understand small business inside and out. So I felt very comfortable in helping a small business owner assess their needs and and make sure that they were getting the things done that were ultimately undermining their success. Most small business owners spend most of their time putting out fires when they should be growing their businesses.
Right. So they get kind of bogged down on the busy work of their business instead of the things that are generating revenue.
Yeah, a lot of things are not getting done.
Right. Now, is your biggest challenge to get new clients, or is it to find capable office angels?
I have no problem having angels. There are lots of angels out there.
And the quality people that meet your standard, do you have to train them, or is it something that they come with certain skills
no,
and you
they,
just match up?
They're experienced. They're, uh-huh. they're seasoned, experienced professionals.
And then, so getting clients is something that you spend most of your time on?
Exactly. And through networking, I wanted to build a referral-based business, one client, one happy client
right.
at a time.
And then they refer you, their friends and family, and,
exactly.
and that's how it grows.
And as Linda and Catherine pointed out at ProWin, I'm always looking for resources for my clients. I'm looking for attorneys, for bankers, for special event planners.
So you like to be the connector.
I definitely like to be the connector.
And that's something that's important to you and your clients.
I think it's vital.
Right.
I think if you are, you know, if you become that go-to person, it's what goes around comes around.
Right.
The business is going to come.
And that's what you found over the years?
Yes.
Now, when you're out there and your clients are working with your people, how do you kind of monitor that? Do you kind of touch bases with your client, or do you kind of get out of the loop of that because the relationship becomes then between the client and the office angel?
I'm very definitely in the loop because I take care of the money part.
So you've kind of are just checking in, making sure everything's going well. Any other services you can provide?
I don't have a business unless I have happy clients and happy angels.
Right. So, but isn't their relationship kind of amongst themselves once you get them connected?
Absolutely. I help facilitate the relationship. I'm always there behind the scenes to serve as a mentor or a coach to either the client or the angel, because I really do have a vested interest in making sure that my match is
a good match.
Indeed.
Right.
Made in heaven.
And can you share some ways maybe your angels have gone above and beyond and to further the relationship? Have you got any hero stories of maybe where you saved the day for a client?
Oh, my goodness.
It happens all the time.
Well, for the most part, I'm trying to think of a specific. But, we have a landscaper client who had only brought his boxes of receipts to his CPA once a year, and so he really didn't have a handle on his P&L.
Right.
And so we went in there, and he was using QuickBooks, but only to generate invoices. And his receivables were sky high because he wasn't following up and collecting
right.
on them. And so I think that that's a real success story. Because
so you were able to go in there, put in all the data so you can get kind of a handle of where things really were instead of where you thought they were?
Right. And so, you know, we having a fully functional set of books, the whole point of having books is so that you can make informed decisions about
right.
how to grow your business,
right.
not because you have to fill out forms for the government. And so he was able to really get a handle on his pricing,
right?
His cost of goods
right.
and cost of labor, and helped him turn his whole business around.
Right. Wow.
We're still there.
That's a great story. So now I see here you have a degree in physics. Now, any work in physics ever? Or
well,
that was just a college whim that you said thought would be a good idea?
That was a college whim. I figured since I was here and I had no clue what I was going to be when I grew up, I might as well do something that's I considered to be somewhat of a challenge.
I think so.
So I love the math.
Right.
Which is why I like numbers and for business owners.
So now work, you were never a, what's a physics person? Do?
A physicist?
A physicist, what do they do?
Well, no, because... No, I was never. But you know, the one thing that I say about my experience, well, the value of my physics degree, which I have hanging proudly on my wall, is that it gave me the confidence to know that I could do pretty much anything I decided I wanted to do as long as I did my homework.
Right. That's a good lesson. Mm-hmm. Now, last up but not least, we have Gail Rubenstein with Lux. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Now, you want to share a little bit about what Lux is?
Well, Lux Arrangements is, we're a full-service concierge and event planning company. And pretty much what we've found out that means, we started off with one idea in mind, but it's really turned into a whole different business for us. When we say concierge, we reach out to anybody that needs anything. So this extends to anybody in the corporate world or people that are just very busy house owners and need help. We go in, we can shop for them, we can organize cleaning, we can wait for the guy to come and fix the washing machine. So anything that takes time, that's where we come in and help. As far as the event planning part of it, here again, we find this has grown tremendously in the 4 years that we've been in business. People need help planning events, especially in the corporate market. The people that were in the offices in those big corporate companies before are not there anymore to plan any type of event, whether it just be a small meeting or something big. So that's where they call us in, and we just like Johnny on the spot, do whatever's needed.
Right. And when you're, is an event, could it be a trade show? Do you do things that large, or is it more of the kind of party or a meeting kind of thing?
Well, we've done a little bit of everything. We can do a trade show, you know, just making sure that everybody's invited to the trade show, as far, you know, setting it up, making sure that there's a plan set out for everything. We've done holiday parties. We've also done, this past weekend, we did a big event for leukemia. So it really depends on what they're needing. We work with different vendors to make sure that everything is where it should be at the right time. And we're just there to assist in every part of the event that is needed.
Well, what's your favorite thing to do? Is it parties?
Well, I actually prefer corporate events.
Corporate?
Personally.
Right.
Parties are fun. They're sometimes very high maintenance because, you know, depending on who you're doing the party for,
right,
it can become a very high maintenance. And
so you prefer a corporate client than an individual?
Yes. I do. But, of course, we do.
We do
everybody. Yes.
Now, what about the errand stuff? Are you still doing that, or is that kind of becoming less and less of your business?
We're still doing that. So we do have certain clients that will call us to take care of, pick up their mother from the airport, take them home, bring in dinner for 3 days, all that type of thing. You know, do the shopping, make sure that the laundry gets to the laundromat, that type
right
of thing. So anything that's needed, it's really on a need to basis.
Right. So whatever thing that your client needs you to do, you're able to kind of facilitate so they can focus on what's important to their business.
Exactly.
Now, any kind of event that you were like, wow, that's a great idea, that'll be fun to pull off? Have you done anything crazy?
Well, yes, we've done many crazy events.
Any like bachelorette parties or?
You know, we have to be careful because we need to draw a line somewhere. But bachelorette parties, bachelor parties. You know, sending them off to Vegas for the weekend.
Right.
You know, we work a lot when we do work with the private individuals. There are, you know, some things that they ask us to do that are a little more risque than others,
But you do everything from that to fundraisers, right? You work with some nonprofits and help them put together kind of fundraiser, gala kind of things?
Uh-huh. Well, I love the nonprofit. Uh-huh. I mean, it's a real challenge. We, like the Leukemia Foundation one that we did this weekend, you know, just raising, making sure that we raise the money and shooting for a goal and actually meeting the goal is a good challenge for us. And I really enjoy doing that. My business partner, Kay Walpert, she's I would say she's more of the getting everything together kind of person. She's right. more on the sales part, and I'm more on the event planning part of it.
Right.
But we make a good team together.
When you're working with a nonprofit, like on a gala or kind of an event kind of thing, are you able to like help them raise more money because you kind of learn the best practices of the best way? You know what? Maybe for a silent auction, we should go this way and choose these kind of things rather than these things. And, you know, last week this sold a lot of this and none of this. And you can kind of be up to date on all the trends and what's happening.
Yes, absolutely. I feel like having the experience now of putting on a silent auction, we know what goes. And, you know, I mean, people give us all kinds of little things and we try and make money out of them. But really the big items, the, you know, the AirTran tickets or the Delta tickets, and those are the things that go and make us money.
Right. So you're able to kind of give them counsel
because
you do so many of these. And, you know, they may not, you know, they probably do one a year, so they don't really know what's going on.
Yes.
And you're able to kind of match up what's the best facility, and you know all the facilities around town and where the best locations of things should be.
Yes, and if you're doing an outdoor event and you're doing something that's in a public place, there's all kinds of permits to get.
Right.
You need to know where you're, you know, where you can fly a balloon and where you cannot fly a balloon. And so there are a lot of things that we've learned that we can help our clients with.
Right. Now, how has ProWin impacted your business?
Well, I find, now I've been involved with ProWin, I think really from the beginning. I think I joined as a member 10 years ago in the previous business I was with, and then we got involved again in the past 2 years. They're a very, very supportive group of women, and that's what's so wonderful about ProWin. They all, every woman there is professional. And they're there for the same reason that we're there. So you really feel like networking is why you're there. And just being able to learn from all these women that I feel are powerful, wonderful businesswomen. And most of them, you know, are balancing their lives with homes and children and businesses and husbands and whatever else is, you know, out there.
So it's a meeting you look forward to.
Very much, yes.
Now, Catherine, getting back to you, when you're meeting all these interesting people, you know, meeting after meeting, and you're developing these relationships, is this something that is just becomes like, you know what, even if I wasn't with First Citizens, I'd still like to come to this kind of meeting?
Absolutely. I think I've been a banker for 16 years and with a couple of banks. So the relationships that you build with individuals, those go beyond the employer that you have if you're in the corporate world as I am. And I think that ProWin as the kind of group that the support that you get, and we've had individuals who were, as we say, in between jobs, and they would come to a ProWin meeting and they'd say, and my expertise is this, or I'm looking for a position in X. And there are women in that room who know someone who's looking for someone just like that. So it really is a fantastic experience when you sit across from a table from someone who's out of work, and you can say, I know somebody who's looking for exactly what you're offering.
Right.
And you can make the introduction.
So it seems like it's very supportive, that everybody's very supportive of each other.
Well, and I think that's key. When you're building a relationship, you have to get, there's a trust level that has to be there. And like I said earlier, there's an integrity and a respect level. And I think the ladies that I meet at ProWin all have that within themselves, and they understand that their business can be built through this kind of networking.
Now, I've been to a lot of networking, and sometimes it feels kind of transactional, where it's like, here's my card, here's your card, you know, I'll talk about me for 30 seconds, you talk about you. And I'm getting the idea from all of you that that's not the case here, that it seems like it's more about like you said, a kind of a party, or it's a, you know, kind of a bunch of friends getting together.
It is. They become your friends. They become your friends, and extended family in some cases. You know, for those of us who are not from Atlanta, sometimes it's a shoulder or an ear that you can turn to when you have a question and you can't necessarily ask a business partner or someone in your own business. And these ladies have such experience, life experience, work experience, that when you share a situation, a problem with them, they can say, oh, well, I went through this in a similar fashion, and this is how I got through it, or we got through it. So it really is a support system in a number of ways.
Great. Now, why don't we go around the room and just everybody share maybe their website and the best way, you know, maybe the best person that they look for as a prospect and, you know, best way to get a hold of them. So you want to start, Catherine?
Sure. Catherine Cattles. I'm with First Citizens Bank. That's firstcitizensonline.com/Atlanta. And my email address is my name, Catherine Cattles@firstcitizensonline. And I love to meet new people all the time. That's one of the reasons I do so much networking. The group of folks that I love working with are small business owners, and that can be the solopreneur to, as Linda said, anyone up to revenues of $5 million. I find that they need the most help because they are starting their business and they're focused on their business and they aren't necessarily focused on their financials. So I think I bring that expertise to them.
Great. Linda?
Yes, my website is Colette Law, CollettLaw.com. And pardon me. I'm looking for any small business owner or anybody who would like to become a small business owner and is ready to start their business.
So that might be like the executive that's thinking of leaving or was recently downsized. That's a good prospect for you.
Absolutely. I also do speaking. So if there's a group, a business group, or I've spoken at MetLife on buy-sell agreements, and I've spoken at different organizations. I teach out at the Small Business Development Center on the legal issues for small business owners. Oh. So if you're looking for a speaker for your organization, I'm also available for that.
Great. Now, Essie?
Essie Escobedo, Office Angels, which is officeangels.us. And I work with small business owners of all shapes and sizes, primarily looking for business owners who want to grow their business, want to restore the joy and the bottom line profitability to their business by having expert help when they need it.
Great. Gail?
Yes, I'm our email is sales, S-A-L-E-S, @luxarrangements.com. You can either call Gail Rubenstein or Kay Walpert. We're both there most of the time. We do have an office staff as well, and somebody is always there to help. We like to work with small business owners, people that are trying to plan a nonprofit event, or any kind of event is really where we would like to focus.
And your website is?
www.luxarrangements.com.
Great. And Catherine, why don't you share the ProWin website?
It's ProWin, ProWin.com. That's Professional Women's Networking Group. That's what it stands for. So,
and then on the website is all the information if somebody wanted to know next events and things like that.
Our schedule of events is on there, our mission statement, who we are, what we believe in, and also
membership fee.
Membership fee, which is very, very reasonable. Thank you, Linda. All of that information is on there, and I always recommend that you come to an event, see if you like it.
So you don't have to join.
You don't have to join
be a member to attend
in order
the
to
first
attend,
attend
or the first couple of times. Although we'd love to have you as a member, and I think once you're there, we'll convert you to membership very quickly. You want to be a part of it.
That's great. Well, this is Lee Cantor, and that wraps up another ProWin special. We look forward to the next one in a few months, and we will see you next time on Atlanta Business Radio.